The epicentre of one of New Zealand's worst natural disasters was close to the Christchurch suburb Lyttelton, 12 kilometres from the city centre. More than 7 months after the February 22nd quake, efforts to rebuild the city are progressing, albeit slowly. Thousands of residents have left the city, and many of those who remain, such as Liesel Brignall, a migrant from South Africa, are feeling the strain as aftershocks continue to shake the ground.
It takes its toll. My husband's even considered, you know, leaving for the sake of our sanity. Yeah, it's hard.
So we're going into the study door, which is pulled away from the house a wee bit. And there's a big bucket here to collect the rainwater. There's a big hole in the roof there.
Christchurch resident Siobhan Grimshaw describes the wrecked shell of her home in the city's Mount Pleasant district. Grimshaw and her husband David are among thousands of residents waiting for their ruined homes to be rebuilt as insurance companies continue the mammoth task of assessing a vast number of damaged properties.
One, we haven't really got a choice because all our money's invested into our house, so if we walk away we'd be bankrupt. Two, I love New Zealand, I love living here, I love Christchurch, I love the community. The people are just amazing.
I think we'll end up with a better house at the end of the day, even though we spent a lot of money getting to where we are. Yeah, I'm keen to get back, and let's hope we can do it sooner rather than a lot later.
I've definitely thought I was going to die a few times. With the first big earthquake in September, that was really terrifying. We'd obviously never been in an earthquake before, and in February I saw the city centre buildings come down and the clouds of dust and a lot of injured people.
City officials have announced plans to rebuild its central business district as a low-rise precinct dominated by parkland. Buildings will be restricted to a maximum of 7 stories and constructed to rigorous standards to avoid the damage and loss of life inflicted by the earthquake that tore through Christchurch in February. Mayor Bob Parker says in the next 20 years, the city will emerge as a safe, sustainable, low-rise garden city.
The energy that had been stored in the earth has largely dissipated. In many ways, we emerge one of the safest areas now in New Zealand and indeed around the earthquake ring of fire around the Pacific to live in, because we'll be safer, we'll be built to a very high level of seismic sustainability, and we'll be in an area which, to all intents and purposes, has fired its bullets, and we should expect gradually a much more relaxed seismic environment for hundreds of years into the future.
Already 6,000 homes have been abandoned and are considered to be on land that's too unstable for them to be rebuilt. Thousands of other properties have yet to be fully assessed, and they too could be condemned. Then there's the damage to roads as well as sewers and water systems. The Canterbury Earthquake Recovery Authority was set up by the New Zealand government to lead recovery work. Its chief executive, Roger Sutton, is optimistic about the city's future.
A lot of cities in the world don't have good quality earthquake insurance. Christchurch in general, most people have insurance. Most people's land is insured as well. So a lot of money is going to flow into the city through the insurance and the reinsurance industry, and that's going to make a very big difference. The scale of it, you know, $20 billion in damage, that's about 10% of New Zealand's GDP. So in terms of natural disasters, this is getting right up there. I think the Japanese earthquake was 1 or 2% of their GDP. This is 10% of our GDP. So without that very high level of insurance we've got, this would be a much, much bleaker city. The outlook will be much bleaker.
Christchurch is being transformed and the skyline is slowly changing. But for the displaced people here, change can't come soon enough. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Christchurch, New Zealand.